The flaring of natural gas in North Dakota spiked upward in May. It's back up now to 11.5%. North Dakota Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms says there are a couple of reasons for that.
Natural gas production went up, and there was no additional processing or gathering capacity ready to take that up.
Helms says the Tioga gas plant ran only at 74% of capacity. He says that's because of a delay in a project to bring natural gas from south of Lake Sakakawea to that plant.
They have been counting on their river crossing under Lake Sakakawea in order to bring that plant up to full capacity. And it just is continually delayed and delayed and delayed, the approvals for that.
Helms says it looks like that project will get the approvals it needs later this year. And he says three new natural gas plants should be shortly coming online in the Bakken area. Meanwhile, this summer, natural gas prices have increased. That's because more utilities are using the gas to generate power. And it is the summer air conditioning season. The norm used to be natural gas prices would go up in winter for heating, down in summer. Helms says this summer prices went up, storage went down. And that bodes well for the development of natural gas processing plants in North Dakota.
About that same time is when Liberty Resources looked at the economics and saw that it was truly economic for them to go ahead and build their own plant and make sure that their natural gas got processed and put into the system. So it's going to help us tremendously in sustaining this build-out of gathering and processing to have those high summer gas prices. And you can actually see it in North Dakota investment.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.